Later, in a speech just outside Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu repeated his view that Iran poses a threat to his country. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
The Iranian threat looms large before us, as we learned yesterday, in full force. The greatest danger confronting Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world,
for humanity as a whole, is the interface between radical Islam and nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu's speech dealt mainly with the Palestinian issue, and for the first time, he publicly called for the creation of a Palestinian state, but with limits. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Jerusalem, and Lourdes, this was billed as Netanyahu's vision for peace with the Palestinians. What exactly did he outline?
Well, to be honest, very little in terms of concrete proposals. Everyone, of course, is focusing on his use of the words Palestinian state, something up until now he's refused to say. But he described a state or Palestinian entity, another word that he used, that would have a severe limitations placed on it. Let's listen to what he said exactly.
What is critical to the security of Israel? Clear commitments that in a future peace agreement, the territory controlled by the Palestinians will be demilitarized, namely without an army, without control of its airspace, with effective security measures to prevent weapons smuggling into the territory, real monitoring, and not what is happening in Gaza today. Without this, sooner or later, these territories will become another Hamastan, and that is something we cannot accept.
He also said that Palestinian refugees would not be allowed to return to their historic homes inside Israel, and that Jerusalem would remain the united capital of Israel, two things that the Palestinians, of course, will not be happy to hear.
And, Lourdes, he made several demands as well.
He said the Palestinians must accept Israel as the homeland of the Jewish people and that the Palestinian Authority had to fight the militant group Hamas, which is in control of the Gaza Strip. He mentioned the absolute necessity of the Palestinians' acknowledgement of the Jewish nature of the State of Israel several times in his speech. Here's one of them.
A fundamental prerequisite for ending the conflict is a public, binding, unequivocal Palestinian recognition of Israel as a nation state of the Jewish people.
You know, up until now, Palestinians have refused to call Israel a Jewish state because they say it ignores the presence of Arab citizens of Israel.
Now, Lourdes, the Obama administration has called for a complete freeze, a halt on any expansion of Israeli settlements into Palestinian areas. What did Netanyahu say about that today?
Well, Guy, he basically reiterated his long-held position on the settlements. Let's listen.
The territorial question will be discussed as part of the final peace agreement. In the meantime, we have no intention of building new settlements or of expropriating additional land for existing settlements. But there is a need to enable the residents to live normal lives, to allow mothers and fathers to raise their children like families everywhere.
What he's endorsing here is that existing settlements should be allowed to expand, and that's something the U.S. administration and the Palestinians have said they're against.
And what's been the reaction from the Palestinians?
You know, not good. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas dismissed the speech, saying it was sabotaging the peace efforts. His spokesman Nabil Abu Rudaini said Netanyahu's remarks have sabotaged all initiatives, paralyzed all efforts being made, and challenges the Palestinian Arab and American positions.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Jerusalem. Lourdes, thanks.
You're welcome.